here in Bava Metzia by the Rosh Hashiva continued. Chav Dal Yol Hitov Shimon Vav, September 28th, 1986, and Sunday continued.
And then he became known that, you know, he played the game. So everybody told, you know, he's a great. So he couldn't get any job. So then he decided to apply, and he went to one factory. He said, "All right, I'll give him a job." He said, "But there is one problem. Shabbos I cannot work." He said, "All right, too bad." Then he went to another factory, couldn't get it. So he started to bet. The only thing that the Jew could do is in a Shabbos. Pedal. So we are the only boss, you know, pedal. Some of them became even the mayors. They started to pet. Have a fish. You know, he became more than the mayor. And how did he start with the pedal? So some were successful and some were not successful. And many who started to pedal and then they couldn't, you know, endure that. It wasn't easy. I mean, so I remember 55 years ago, a certain Jew, a European Jew, very nice man, and he had it long, so he kept the token on Shabbos. But everybody used to say that when somebody bought certain things, so if he didn't involve great arithmetical computation, so he didn't mark it down. He just told them, pay so much. In other words, he wasn't an amoritz. He knew, I mean, that exceeded the Mocha the Rice in the common car. He's not the Mocha the Rice, is it? And sometimes when the woman came in, you know, she bought many things, and he wasn't so smart to be able, you know, to figure out, you know, without writing it down. So he used his left hand. I remember one time I came into that store. That was the store where he bought, you know, in Russian Heights, 55 years ago. So my mother, I remember, sent me to buy certain things, and that was Friday morning. So I came in, so I saw how he was coming out from Russian, and he was drying his hand and saying Lashiosa. You don't find them in such Jews. That was because he just couldn't, you know, he couldn't do it, I mean, he couldn't bear it, I mean, so. But he tried, but he did. Today you don't find such Jews. All right, anyway. So this is a chapter. Daily, Madhaim, the Rabbanon, the Tisharo, Shoshosh, Wach, Murale. And it means not that they were bigger than Shammai in the later generations, because they became Mizalzal in the Isadresa. So Mele, but in Shvue, they were not Mizalzal. So Mele, the wind of the change. The wind, it's not as shown with Nator changes, but with sometimes the Nator is based upon human nature. So if human nature changes, so the wind of the changes. So here Rabbi is discussing the Reise. So the way it was with Mama Pintor, when Jews were more Yerei Shamayim, so then anyone who had the magicum of Yerei Shamayim wouldn't be Mizalvon Gezel. So who would be Mizalvon Gezel? Someone who didn't have even a magicum of Yerei Shamayim. If he didn't have a magicum of Yerei Shamayim, so he sank so low that he was choshen to swear falsely too. Do we come by in Ramach and Majmi shall shwe? There come shall shlach to the yard. Who must magic or come down to the rice? Oh, that's one cash. The Chim bin Asa the Rabbah and Mashma, the Oma Lichotap, the Oyonish Balahach, which is eight, shwe the rice, with the Oma, with the Shnoch and Nish Bani Shalim, the Shwe the Rabbah and Yoma Hoche. So the Gemara said, Master Rabbah, in other words, that was the case. Where Reuven said to Shimon, the piece of bullion of silver that you had, that's mine, you grabbed it from me. And then there was Nidachot who testified that he saw how Shimon grabbed, snatched away a piece of bullion from Reuben's hand, from Reuben's hand. And Shimon said, true, Nidachot says the truth, I did snatch it away from Reuben, Shimon says. But I snatched it away because it was mine. So I snatched it away, I have a right to snatch away, it was mine. And the woman said, no, you snatched away, and it was mine. You took it without there. So the Rabbi said, this is a complicated question here, because if, let's say, there had been no Yahoo to testify, so then he would be enamored with a year, Shimon. Because Shimon could have said, I didn't snatch it away from you. I had it in my possession all the time. Now that he's made it to Reuben, he says he did snatch away. But it's his, so he's going to need a Malo Rishak. And if, let's say, if he had said, I didn't snatch it away from you, and he therefore testified that he did, then he would have to swear to be makdish the Yidachot, because the Yidachot b'chayav b'shvi'ah. But Rabbi knows here, he didn't contradict the Yidachot. He said true, but the Yidachot says it's true 100%. But I snatched mine, and does the Yidachot know whether it's his or not? But we know Chazoke Makalkin Rabbim Kishalei, since it is he himself is made it to the Yidachot that he snatched away from him, so we are assuming it was Reuben's. So it was Reuben's. So Mele, he's supposed to contract to be Makrish the Yidachot. Makrish the Yidachot. But can he Makrish the Yidachot? Hey, what will he swear? That the Yidachot is not telling the truth, he admits. What will he swear? He will swear that it's his. That's not the Shvir, the Yidachot is Mechayim. The Yidachot is Mechayim and the Shvir to contradict the Yidachot. But that it's his, then he will not be contradicting the Yidachot, because the Yidachot himself doesn't know whether it's his or not. So he's in Huye Shvur, in Yochel Yishba. So he's Mishal. Now the question is this. By Shvur the Rabbonon, we don't say Yirshin Yochel Yishba Mishal. Only by Shvur the Raisin we say Yirshin Yochel Yishba Mishal. But by Shvur the Rabbonon, we don't say Yirshin Yochel Yishba Mishal. All the Rishim say that, and they have Raisin from Bilmo. Some Mele, some Yisraye, that Bismama Kitoah, we say that maybe the Chashid Amonane is Loichot Tashmiris, not only in the later generation, because if we are going to assume that this Mama Kitoah when Jews at the whole were more near the Shemai, some Mele, so the one who was Chashid Amonane, so was Chashid Tashmiris, and only the later generation because he's a death of the king's how in the eyes. So we say that Hoshida Momene is Loi Hoshida Shweese, so it is Shweese Rabbonon to be Makris de Yidachot, and by Shweese Rabbonon we don't say Mikteich Shin Yochli Ba Mishalom, that's it. So I printed it out last time, but I didn't mention that Rabbi Veyan, which the Chidush asked that Kashi. Rabbi Veyan says, what kind of a Kashi is it against Rashi? Because when Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say it explicitly, but Tesis himself suggests that maybe that is Rashi Shite. But when Rashi passively says that Choshe Lamon, Choshe Lashvui say, that's in the Rabbonim, the Chachomim said, biblische Rosch und so Spur, nur allein, die sollten sie, wie der Rabbi Mannech, die Mins, Sins, der Hoschen, die Pens, auch an die Human Nature, and Sins in the later generations, so the Jews became more Kalim, less of the Yerushamayim, so the Isa Gezel became Kalim in their eyes, so Mimele, the human nature of the Jews changed. So even somebody who was Choshed Amomei was still not Choshed Ashwe. But that doesn't mean that only the Rabbonim had to swear, because the Mitzias changed. So, but the Shwe the Rai said. That's what Rabbi Kleia says on Tesis Kashi. But we see from Tesis, the Tesis says, Valze teime du mosi kekamon v'choshin amomene v'choshin ashwese v'in lim abayinu l'rabonon. So Tesis apparently suggesting that's only the Rabbonon, that neither I say, so we say choshin amomene is choshin ashwese even the later generations. The question is, why do we have to say the monofshah? If we assume that there was a change in human nature, so why should we say that is Ishvim the Rabbah? It's not Ishvim the Rabbah, it's Ishvim the Raisa. But his mama people and Jews were more observant and more the Yerushamayim, so Mimele, any Jew who is choshev of being Zalv Misagezel, it means that he sank very low. If he sank very low, so it meant that he is ready to swear falsely too. Just as we say, 100 years ago, a Jew who was Michal Shabbat Tahesye was ready to intermarry and even to schmad himself too. But today, it's not like that. Somebody can be Michal Shabbat Tahesye every Shabbos, but still, he will not intermarry, he will not even fail to go to Shul or Shana in Kippur, and will not even fail to observe Shiva when a member of his family dies. I mean, so the why? Because the human nature changes. So here too, that's how the Gevayas Kashi, maybe Rashi Shita is, that this mama in Torah when Jews were more Yerushamayim, so in order that the Jews should be Mizalv or Misagezel, he had to sink very low and divest himself of any vestige of Yerushamayim. And if he was ready to divest himself of any vestige of Yerushamayim, he was certainly choshev to swear falsely too. But in the later generations, when Misagezel became kal in their eyes, some maybe he was not choshev, so he was not choshev, so it's his chiv shvi the rais. This is what Abdeya says in Rashi. But the question is, what is the pshat and basis? What is the pshat and basis? Why does this to say the this mentions the rais the chivin as for the rabbi mashma di yom alech hatafti for the mishpah hakas his age for the rais the yom alech yashin yachudish the mishalei But what kind of kashi is it? It's not a shvei the rabbah. It's shvei the rabbah. Shvei is idachot and shvei the raise. Liyokum idachot. Cholobim uchochatos. Cholobim uchochatos and ikoma. Vokomu ni shvei. But bizmama kutoro. So he said, Nigid choshid amamane is choshid. Ashvei said. But then later on, so the situation changed, and maybe the choshed amomene is loy choshed ashvei se. So mele, it's still the same shvei. So apparently, taste the shita is. Now the question is this: the halacha that the choshed cannot be mishpah, the gazel cannot be mishpah, is it just the choshed in the shakya? Choshed in the shakya. Or it's a psula guf, like Gabeis, let's say Roshi, is possible. Suppose we know that a certain person in the ocean, but he's the most honest person in the world. Is he Consolatus? No. He's not Consolatus. Even if we know this, because a horse is a tsulagu, like color. So Hoshi is also a tsulagu. So Mele, even if we know that this person will not testify falsely, he's still Consolatus. He's still Consolatus. If he's the Hoshi. So even if we know that a person never says a lie in his life, but if he's the Hoshi, if you agree that Nabi Hoshi is a Malkus and so on, so he's still Consolatus. So maybe the soul of Hoshi is also Tzulagu. Also Tzulagu. Or it's Hoshi by Shui is not Tzulagu. By any basis. So Hoshi is Tzulagu. By this is not Tzulagu. By Edis is Tzulagu, but by Shui is not Tzulagu. It's just in Tzias there is a Shoshi in Shakya. It is Hoshi. It is a Gazler, so it's Hoshi to Mishpua Shekhar, so Mele is possible Mishpua. It's possible Mishpua. Let's say, my meaning would be like this. Let's say somebody is a Gazler, is a Hoshi Mishpua, but he hasn't been told, let's say, with his father. He hasn't been told with his father. And we know that this person is a Hoshi, but he's not going to swear falsely for his father. We know, there are such people, they'll do Kotava also, but for certain people they will not do. So, if we say that Hoshi is a Psulagu, so as long as he is Hoshi, even if we know, because of the peculiar facts of the case, that he is not going to swear falsely, but he is still possible. He cannot go to Shmuel. Because he is a Hoshi, he is a Gazer. If we say there is no Tzulak if we got Shmuel, the Gaedis there is a Tzulak. The Gaedis, so we have Korat, so we have Mishavan, Apostolidis. So Hoshi is also Tzulak. Mashim King Gabay. Gabi Shmuel, there is no Tzulagu, but Gabi Shmuel, Gazlan is possible Shmuel, because Shmuel has to be Mivare. If he's a Hoshit, what kind of Mivare is it? So Mele, even if he's a Gazlan, but if we know that, let's say, to this person he will not swear falsely, if we know, so then he can take his Shmuel. So, this is Teisa Shiti is that it's Hoshit by Shmuel is a Tzulaguf. Like Hoshit by Is a Tzulaguf. So Mele, as long as his mama Tito, he was a Hoshit. So logically, he should be a Hoshit by Shmuel. Logically. Only in the later generations, so the Issa Gezel became very cow in the eyes of many Jews. So Mele, so the Umdene, the psychology of the Jews changed. And Jews who were already Mizalz in Issa Gezel, but in Issa Shmuel they wouldn't be Mizalz. So if the halacha that Choshi is possibly Shmuel would be just because of Choshi in Mishakel, Senach Name, so it would say, see the psychology of the Jew change, some Mele Midraise is Midraise is kosher of Tigishwe, he's never Tigishwe. But if we say Hoshin Yipsulaguf, so as long as Bismama Kitoa he was a Hoshut, some Mele in all the later generations, he also has the Psul of Hoshut and he cannot be Ishba. So this is what tasteless sheet is. Rabbeigel Mishrachidush assumed that by Shmuel there is no psul by Shmuel. It's only because b'mitzias the Shmuel cannot be nivarea because there's a shoshan mishakya. So in the later generations that Isa Gesell became cow, so the Shvuah could be in the Valiant, even by Galvan, Mashein came, even by someone who is Hoshman Zele, but taste the Shvuah is that Hoshman is Shlaguk, so Mele, as long as his mama from Torah, he had the psul of Koshut, so he has the psul at Tzidkola Deiris, even though the psychology of the Jew changed. That's what takes the seat. Finally, when I had the rabbi, if Sherosh is a spur of Mbale, Abun the Reise Koshlo Zeh, Koshlo Zeh, to the Kama Meister Ramach, Mashbin, is he showing Shmuel, the other man shall be shalacht in Yad, and Mashma makes the Kama the Abun the Reise, וכן בנעשה דור אבא ומשמע יום הלכותיו תאויונית בלעק ושסעי שבוע דרעיסה מיום המתאיר שיהודי במשלה תעשבו את רבון ליום ארוך all right, so then Tisa says that we went over and discussed it last week לוח נשלם המוכו לבוי גלי דלי תליון אחד עם איז אם תנאי מסו שנחי ויעיסה ולא מייש בלי נגד דיבוי כפרעקל ומשן את דין זה הוזה השתמות כל משתמת ואם תאימה כפרעת מה משתמת כל משתמת בין הוזה וגם משהו ישבו זיוני אומר המנח וכפרעת משפין שישבו הססס שמחזוק עם התבי על נגיעי אשתו ילו ופורך עד פורך עד רבי נלמיס פה דבר חייבי ושאני משתמות כל משתמת וישנו לנו כל מוקים So that means that there is a machleket between Rashi and his Tzaddik. According to Rashi, the first kasha of the Gemara is he should be Nehemon's Migi, which is Baveide, because he couldn't be Kibarak. So the first directive by Rabbi that it's not a Migi because it's not in the time of the Kibarak, because Enol Mei is born from Hadid. Second kasha is monefshech. If we say in the Lomei Spod Mechachalera and we assume that the Lili Miksas does not have any hose, if he does not have any hose, so again he has a Lili. So monefshech, if he does not have any hose, so he wouldn't have the hose to deny part of the debt either. So he should never be Lili, because if he hadn't been honest, so he could have denied the whole debt. If he doesn't deny the whole debt, that means that he is honest. Because if he's not honest, then it's only because he doesn't have the hose, so he wouldn't have the hose even to deny part of it. So again, he should never be here. So the answer is no, he does not have the hose. And maybe he's not honest. So he'd say, if he does not have the hose and it's not honest, how is it that he has the hose that we are chishing him, that he has the hose? So how is it he has the hose to deny part of the debt? Because this is only doing it only to defer, to gain time. So why shouldn't he do it? So he could have done the same thing in the night of all that in order to gain time. So that requires, it's easier to deny part of the debt in order to gain time than to deny the whole debt for the purpose of gaining time. This is this. Now there is a disalim in the third chiddush disalim, Siman Ramzai. He discusses many of the tasteless here, Rashi, tasteless here, Ramzai, in the first chiddush. So the question is, why couldn't Rashi explain that Gemara the same way? I mean, Rashi could also have explained. I mean, it makes very good sense the way Tosfos explained the Gemara. Because Rabbi is saying that Einar Meis Ponov Pnei Baal Chayve, so then the question arises, Monefshech, if Einar Meis Ponov Pnei Baal Chayve, so again we should have a meeting. So he could have denied the whole debt if he's not honest. He could have denied the whole debt. So why is Rashi forced to explain it? Why the whole of the lady and Monashah is in the maze and we are hating that he's not honest? So So we should think, why doesn't Rashi explain the second kasha by Rabbi, the link is the dots? So this way he says that Rashi should be is that without recourse to Ishtamuti Kamishtamet, so there is no kasha of he should be never in the year, because even without Ishtamuti Kamishtamet, so it requires, it involves more hose to deny the whole day than to deny after it. That's human nature. In other words, to deny the whole debt when his makir shikre, that's psychologically difficult. But the nature's part of the debt is not so difficult. So even without Shtayim, so that's why Rashi felt that we couldn't explain the second kasha by Rabbi the way Tesis explains it. In other words, the second kasha by Rabbi is because if he tell me true, he wouldn't be amazed to deny part of it. That's the way Tesis explains. But according to Tesis, so the tariff by Rabbi is because Ishtamuti Kamishtami, the Rashi Shiti is that without recourse to Ishtamuti Kamishtami. So there is no kasha. He should be Nemon, because Elon Mays burned from our highway, so he wouldn't be Mays to deny part of the debt either. Because in a Dame, the degree of chutzpah that is required to deny the whole debt, the degree of chutzpah that is required to deny part of the debt. To deny part of the debt requires only a little bit of chutzpah. I mean, it's all relative. Only a little bit of chutzpah. But deny the whole debt requires relatively a lot of chutzpah. Even without Ishtamuti Kamishtami. And here the Rabbi says that the reason is because Ishtamuti Kamishtami. So the Mele Rashi came to the conclusion that the second kasha by Rabbi is not seen in the maids, so maybe we should believe him when he shows apparent hoze, because if it's not true, then it's hoze in the maids, because true it's hoze, but it's only a little bit of hoze to deny part of the debt. Mashiach to deny the whole debt requires so much more chutzpah, so we don't have to resort to Ishtamuti Kamishtamah. That's what the Bishalim says. Mechile Gimel, similar to one desire. Mashiach Kim, Teis Vishiti is that without Ishtamuti Kamishtamah, so then, it doesn't make any difference between denying part of the debt or the whole debt. It's only because of Ishtamuti Kamishtami. But without Ishtamuti Kamishtami, it doesn't make any difference whether one denies Bishekha. Bishekha means when Chaver is Makar Bishikha. Part of the debt or the whole debt is the same degree of chutzpah. The chutzpah consists in telling a lie in one's face. So, Manavsha, if he has the chutzpah to lie in his face, so he can deny the whole debt too. Rajashti is, in a day, the degree of chutzpah that is required to deny the whole debt, to the degree of chutzpah that is required to deny part of it. And according to Tesis, and according to Tesis, without Ishtamuti Kamishtamei is the same degree of chutzpah. But the only reason as to why he doesn't require so much chutzpah is because he's likely to do it only in order to gain time. If it's for the purpose of gaining time, then there's a difference between denying the whole debt or denying part of debt. But if it's not for the purpose of the time, it's for the purpose of the nine, the shame nine, then it's the same degree of interest. I mean, this is what a Bezali is. Now, then, in respect to Tesis's first kasha, so Tesis has two kashas. So Tesis himself points out, suggests that according to Rashi, we could say that there is Mama Hutor, so then Jews were more Yerushalayim than later. So in order to be Mizalzel, Mizagezel, he had to sink very low and to divest himself of any vestige of Yerushalayim. Then, so as long as he had, as long as he had the madikum of Yerushalayim, he wouldn't sink so low as to be Mizalzel and Sagezel. So anyone who was ready to Mizalzel and Sagezel, it meant that he sank very low. If he sank very low, he was ready to swear falsely too. I mean, just as 100 years ago, if a Jew was ready to be Mechal Shabbos, he was ready to do everything else. Today it's not like that. Today, unfortunately, many Jews are Mizalzel in Shabbos, but they wouldn't be Mizalzel. They wouldn't be Mizalzel in here in Shofar. I mean, it's not logical, but that's the way it is. So the human behavior is not based upon logic, you see. It's not consistent. Of course it's not consistent. It's very strange, but that's the way it is. So Mele, Radhisa suggests that in the Shita of Rashi, that is not Matan Torah, so when Jews were born in Yerushalayim, so Choshen HaMomene was Choshen HaShvuyeze. But later on, so they changed, and Choshen HaMomene seen these Agezel became cow in their eyes, in the eyes of many Jews, so Choshen HaMomene is not Choshen HaShvuyeze. And as far as the second kasha by this is concerned, so we can say, as Rabbi Kveya suggests, that Rashi Shiti is, it's not that it's the Rabbanon, it's the Kones Chachom. It's not the Kones Chachom, because the union of Choshi is possible in this Mishpah is because if he's Choshi, so Mele, it's not in the Varen. But in the later generations, that the Issa Gezel became Kal, so even somebody who was Choshi, who was Mizalvo in Issa Gezel, was Choshi Mizalvo in Issa Gezel. So Shvui could still be in the Bible. So mainly it was Shvui the Rais and not Shvui the Rabbi. Alright. But what about the first Kashi against Rashi? The first Kashi says, the only compromise in Rav Nachman, we might finish, show Shvui, the Echot Men, Shalashalach Biyad. Now this Alevi mentions what the Yeshua says and he approves of the Yeshua's terms. So the Yeshua points out, but it's really, it's not this Alevi's terms, it's the Yeshua's terms. The Yeshua mentions the Rashi, the Tam Rashi is Mashma. Six lines. Schwur schon beschadet, Schwur schon schlacht bejaht, Schwur schon beschussen, nem nige khoshla momene khoshla shvue se elo lo ya bruno nige khoshla mom khoshla shvue so a kishi se shon shvue is mas bine luke de rashi shol in shvue is mas bine is shmekhlo she tein nige mo shol shlach de yad las shlach i shol a be yad hab ik alt na lei mo khay bein se va tu nen se be shvue se kan nei bidei nem ligar de espuas sem beijos e mil rochas da mão né chega beijos e o de quem para bo rochas na me as espuas e vai o brasil de sais morre menos rapidinho se manda só de espuas mais bem tu me espuas na só espuas sem beijos é que se bem me dera bom por espuas só me passado bo em espuas só me chlachte já diz me reis. So, why does Rashi emphasize Dabke the Shpuye in the Rabon? Neime ga the Shpuye Shem in the Shutsi Migil Choshit Amomene Shem in the Shutsi Yu Bikei Papo Is Choshit Name Ashwes. Why does Rashi ask that the Rai is from the Shpuye the Rai Tse from the Peshati Bo and Shlach the Yad? So, obviously Rashi had a purpose in emphasizing that the whole Kasha is from Shpuye Shem in the Shutsi. Which happens to be in Shpuye Rabon. Why not from the Shpuye Shem in the Shutsi Bo and Shem in the Shlach the Yad? So, the Yeshua said, the Chele Gimel, Tzimel Zayin, approves the Mishabeach that the Yeshua said. And he says, Rashi Shittin is, that from Shem in the Shlach the Yad, we cannot ask a Kashi. From Shlach the Yad, we cannot ask a Kashi. From Shaiti Bo, we certainly cannot ask a Kashi. We certainly cannot ask the Kashi, because from the Peshati Bo we can say Ishtamudikom Ishtam. In other words, he doesn't have any money now, so he wants to gain time, so in the meantime he says Loi Peshati Bo, because he'll say Peshati Bo, he'll pressure him. Well, why don't you pay me? And he's in financial straits, so mele, he wants to gain time. So, but the question is, Mishlach to the Yad there, it's not the question of Ishtamufika Mishtam. Mishlach to the Yad means he's a gazler. If he committed the trespass on the Pekotin, so that means he committed Xele. So there we cannot say Ishtamufika Mishtam. No one is Shaliach Yad on the Pekotin because of Ishtamufika Mishtam. Because Ishtamufika Mishtam, the person could deny the money. Because he's going to be pressured, you know, to pay right away, you see. But he shalach the yad, so that means that he's mamish choshut angelo, yes.
But the reason he wants to say Ishtamutish Koshtam is because it was Nansa, so he wants him time to pay for it.
No, I mean, he says Shvur Shalit Vashatibo, he's a Shemachino.
Yeah, but But Shvur Shalit Vashatibo Yad, so...
You couldn't be taken Shlach the Yad. I mean, in other words, if he says Lo Shlach the Yad, so he says because, and we are chesed him, maybe Shaliyah the Yad. Could we say Shaliyah the Yad because the Mutika Mishamer? So in other words, we are chesed him that he mamish is a gazlan.
No, but the reason
that he mamish is a gazlan.
The reason
he not chesed him, why should he swear Lo Shlach?
But the reason he denied the Shaleach Yad is because if he was Shaleach Yad, he has to pay for the Chayfetz, and now he doesn't have the money to pay for the Chayfetz.
No, but when he was Shaleach Yad, then it wasn't because of pressure, because he was a Roshe then. He was a Roshe, he didn't care for his agenda. So he says, so that Yeshua said as follows, that according to Rashi, from the Shlach to the Yad, there is no Kashi, there is no Rai. Because if we are Cheshire, that let's say that he is... So, what? How is Rashi saying? So, Shlach to the Yad, Lashis, Shlach. He shall have the Yad, have the Gazan, Alei, or Chayim, Bein, Sein. So even if he's Nensor, little, he still has to pay. But for Nensor, the Shushi kind of be a day. So he has to swear that he, in Mishalach Yodim Lachas Reyu, the Torah says. So he has to swear that he didn't commit any trespass under the covenant. Because if he did, he would be Mechuyev, even if Sachanin is sent him to the covenant to the Bein. Because he's a government of Shushi. Now, so, of course, if the Torah says he has to swear Mishalach Yodim, that means the Torah is Cheshit. Maybe he did commit an act of zeirut. So then you ask, if we appreciate him that he committed an act of zeirut, some zeirut, he should be choshed to the Mishbar HaSheker also. The answer is, we don't know whether he committed an act, but it's not that two aides came and testified, they saw that he committed a trespass on the zeirut. He was astonished in the zeirut. For his own use. We are Hesish, maybe. And even if he did, maybe he didn't. And even if he did, so he could have gone to the also. Suppose he did, he could have gone to the also. So maybe there is a reason why we trust him with this way. Because, first of all, there is a possibility that maybe he didn't commit a trespass. If we see committed a trespass, we are Hesish, maybe. And suppose it is, it's still a possibility that he did Tshuva. So that's the reason as to why the Torah imposes Yishvui upon him. And you cannot ask, Monefshech, if he committed a trespass, he's a Gazlan, so he's such a terrible person. He's a Roshe, so he'll swear falsely too, so what kind of Yivamah will the Shmuel be? No, because we don't know whether he committed trespass. A possibility, maybe committed trespass. So the Torah says there's a very good purpose in imposing the Shmuel upon him. Because assuming that he did commit trespass, so he might have had pangs of conscience for doing that. So he did Tshuva. So maybe if we tell him to do Tshuva, and if he don't have pangs of conscience, so he'll be made it. He'll be reluctant to be lazy, chet al chete, and collaborate his avere of the trespass that he If we even come and say that he committed trespass, then of course he will not be tried in them on Jewish way, because maybe he did Tshuva, maybe he did. But when we don't know that he committed trespass, but there is only a chash, maybe he committed trespass, and assuming that he did, then it's still very likely that he had pangs of, even more pangs of conscience than he did Tshuva. So maybe the Shmuel has a purpose. The Shmuel has a purpose. Machine. From Allah to the Yah, there is no ayah that can be a Choshda Moshe. He's Loi Choshda Shmuel. Because we could say, whenever we are Heshi, someone, maybe now he's going to do any self-gazer by denying it, promptly. So then he's choshed Ashvies too. But over there, the question is not to be valid whether now he's trying to do any sagetto. Maybe sometime before, half a year ago, he committed any sagetto. So maybe Shvies has a purpose, because it may be through Shvies. So he'll be made it. Because even if he did commit an act of trespass, it's possible that he did Tshuva. So that's why the Rashi says that the Chayi is not from Shulashia. But the Chayi is from Shulashia and Shusha. Maybe from Shulashia and Shusha. Into the Choshid Adonai, Sheva and Shusha, he came from war. So Choshid Mama Ashvili said, in other words, the Chayi is maybe he had problem in his pocket, in his drawer. So it's not a test, a vehement, what we are facing, trying to do a reservation now. So if the chassis, maybe we'll do it now. So then, if we say, hush a moment, hush a space, so we couldn't go to swear. way, Choshevash way, the Epshach Shulah, I was in Yeshua, Shetivitze, the Rakim, Bogat Shulah, the Epshach Shulah, the Epshach also Postorelo, Achim, Bogat Shulah, the our mother, we are doing Shulah, the Rakim, Lima, together with Monevshah, in Choshev, we say, Choshev, the Rakim, the Lima, the Lima, the Lima, the Lima, the Lima, So that's why Rashi emphasizes that the Rashi is from a Spurish Hebrew. So maybe there is no kasha against Rashi from the Gemara, because Tetzes says here, But according to Rashi, there is no kasha because the Raya is not from Shosh and Yeshua. The Raya is from Namsa Dekar, the Raya is not the kasha, the Raya is not from Shosh and Yeshua, which is Shosh and Yeshua. The Raya is from Shosh and Yeshua, that is definitely the Rabbon, that is not the Raya. So there is no kasha. And then the other kasha from Master Rabbate, so we can say, as Rabbi Gleya says in Drush Yechirush, the Bishalim say the same thing, I mean, but Rabbi Gleya says. Alright. So anyway, so this is what we say in Rashi. The Rashi Shiti is that Bismar Makintor, so when the Jews want more of Yerushalayim, and we want more, so we are in Mele, so Dawah was that Choshida Momene was Choshida Shavuos, because as long as Jews are more Yerushalayim now, stronger than Israel, so anyone who was Choshid to be Zalzel in the Israel, it meant that he sank very low. If he sank very low, so he was Choshid to be Zalzel in Israel Shavuos Shekatu. But in the later generations, when many Jews started to be dissolved, many Jews with the Imadikum of Yerushalayim started to be dissolved with the Issa Gezbo, so Mele, Choshen Amon, is no Choshen Ashreze, and it wasn't a Shvud Rabon, because the psychology changed, so Mele, and the union of Choshen, the union of Choshit that is possibly Shvui is not in Shlagu. It's only the Choshit Mishakir. Some male sins, it became, sin in Zagedo became more calm. So there was no Choshit Mishakir in Shvui. Even though, even with respect to those who are Choshit Amon. But, Abraham, the same thing like me in Aoche, Kokak Mishame, Kiven, שכופר הכי אין אין דה חושי נמצאי חושי ממש פריס so that word so that's why we have to resolve the Kalachim because without the question is why do we have to resolve the Kalachim without the Kalachim so since making a doy the mixas you are speaking the Chayet so you are saying it should also be the Chayet without the Kalachim So Morris says, no, without our Hemmer, I could say you do not speak in the heart. But you do not say you should not in the heart. Because by you do not speak, so there is no, there is not a caution, I'm guessing, because of Mishtamutikam Mishtam. But in case, by you do not say being, so then we cannot say that the Ishtamut comes out. So, I mean, I would say, so, some melee, we should say that that he cannot be nishba. So that's why we have to resort to kavahina. Aba, because in like when we make a kach mishdami, tiv shekofar hakel, in the kibud choshen mitzel, choshen hanash wese, kofash mo kavahina, to have a gazu beoche, yishavu nikom mishdami, da kevun yu bekosha leides, ויעך על גב דבונו לקמו, תורי אחרים עמיד את החושי, וכל בוקי, וגם אתה מאשינו, תורי אחרים עמיד כל חיל המפי בידיו.
Yeah, the guy that really came out.
explaining to me, I'm really using the rabbi to torture my thesis. Torture my thesis when I'm not going to be where I'm having my knees, the muscle force is so special. You should be pushing that money for real. You can't get the adverse eating and torture, you should be such free. You should be real, call your time, maybe rice and the rabbits. Being forced on you should be such free. Have a mash bar, the cream of rabbits. Die Mann, ich verstehe, wenn er von der Schule ist, aber noch ein Koja kann die Preise, die kommen, die Waffkauer hin, aber nicht, die Adolf Segi, wie die Hoshi, die Oskar, die Kino, die Schiene und die Uyamu, und die Kach, die Koschini, die Worte, und die Tönne sicher, aber ein Baram, schon bevor ich Rola zugehe, aber Adolf Segi, die da, die du so nicht, die schon mal holt sind, da ein, so in other words, from the Rav, it's not mashmal that they're easy to eat. But actually, I mean, thesis is very strange. Unless we make a correction, so then it's all right. But without a correction, so thesis is saying so himself. So how does he say, aber adora sedi, lekel mena koka, kibin shekofa hake, eine kibin choshi kumit zeyo, חושי נמם יעשו איזה, ממש כמו כלוכים מהבו יעבדת ומורד, היא השתמות היא כל משתמות. דעקי פבינו בקושר לב.
From his
become his neighbor, but if we impose upon him in each way, suddenly he'll be deterred and he'll confess and he will not finalize the guessel. But if you already finalize the guessel, then it is harsher to leave La Shekhana. That's what happened with the Choshen. No, the Choshen was not in each way. He should be shown out in each way if he puts the guessel. אבל אז הוא בא לי שמוד מפלג הועדים שווה קושה מהוק על את עשית בית יוח חנאי מהיתו נו לגמורי הפורה that's the pay of turn to the glory the pay of medal after the two dots well the 12th line from the end of the Omer, after the two dots, Ha'u Raye, the Adamaskali, Kogleimer, Yusin Nisari. There was a certain shepherd, and the Balabais were the custom every day to turn over sheep. They, in other words, as a precautionary measure, he shouldn't be able to deny. So it was a custom to turn over to the shepherd sheep in the presence of way. Game had most of the Blaise. One day he wasn't so careful about that. And he turned over sheep to the shepherd without it. Then he claimed the sheep, and the shepherd was not such a wonderful person. So he took advantage of this fact that he wasn't turned over this time. So, only in Roy Palmeiron, he never turned over sheep. Osi Sade Asid Bey, he Ochel Tavenai. So then, two Aidim came and testified that we saw that he used up two sheep. Two sheep he ate up. In other words, in the Gaza. Omar Abdele, Nisel, Rabchi, Kamaitse, the Tadorasim, Mechai, Nishfue, Nishtaba Ashok. So the Rabbi of the Shepherd has to be Nishfue. And the man, let's say, the Barabai said, I turned over to you 10 lambs. Poshmir. And then he said, no, he didn't turn over any lambs. And to him he testified that he saw two lambs of the Barabai in Syria. So yes, the Shri on the other eight lambs.
In the eight or the two?
Well, then.
He takes the Shri on the eight, not on the two?
By two, he has to pay.
Okay, because they saw that.
Yeah, they saw. So, also, Sally has to be locked out now. I'm going to play with Mr. Rabbi Kamai, say, Mishtaba Shor. I'm going to buy you. He said, Mishtaba, but Gazel. How can you impose the Shri on him to swear on the other eight? He's a gazler, and they testified that he took away. He gazled two lambs. On Malay Shechemet they come to, because Allah is, if somebody is including Shvui, and he had to be gazling. So the other part, such Kemet, swears and is made. So that's the Kodesh Chachamim. So here, but the basic mention is, this is one. Yesh Meporshin Rav Rav Yochosi, So according to Rabbi Yehuda Chosi, so when we say Yehuda Chosi Amon and Chosi Ashvi, we say if it hasn't been established, if it hasn't been established that it is a gospel, that it is a gospel. But we are hinting, maybe he's trying to do an act of gospel. So then we say, true, after all, he's not such a terrible person. He's to be our only chinchi. Maybe this is his first avail. So by holding his way, so we'll be able to to rouse his conscience, and then through the Shvuah he'll be paid and he'll confess and be deterred from both averses. From both averses through the Shvuah. So in other words, because if we don't mancha, if we say that there is a pinter living and he'll be deterred, why not the Shvuah will be deterred anyway? But two averses are more than one averse. So in other words, true there is that Jewish spark in him, the Jewish spark in him, but if we don't impose on Shvuah, so there'll be only the possibility, the feeling of being either one of them, that might not deter, but the feeling, the pachat, that will be either two of us, that will deter. But if somebody has already committed and finalized and consummated that event, so then we say, Choshe Amonene, Choshe Ashvis. So now I think we can understand the cases without depressing. Our adversary in the referendum of Kasha Shtabe, Kibushe Kota Hake, in the Kibi, the Choshe Mibize. So the Baram's Kashi is why the Shvuah should say Kamashna Kalachim Lav Gavin Bok and Shabbat Kamashabi. Please, you should say Kamashna Kalachim Lav. The Choshi Amon and the Choshi Ashvez. The Choshi Amon and the Choshi Ashvez. So the Baram says, now we have to make a question Kamashna Kalachim Lav. Not only have a carbon block or something, but Kamashal Kalachina. And what this means is, this means Kamashal Kalachina, Kamashal Kalachina, Kamashal Kalachina, but the question is, but it's a concern. And then, from the Ramis Mashma, that there is no Toy Sita, there is no Sita. But according to the Pida Hosik, so you can understand the cases. Without making the correction. Because the Pida Chosich is that when we say, when he hasn't yet finalized that, and we are Chishidim, maybe he's trying, he's attempting to cancel the Yahweh. But he has not as yet canceled the Yahweh. Because suppose at the end he'll confess. So then he will avoid the Avera retroactively. In other words, from Tisves we see this Allah, and that is Chiddush. So now, if somebody denies somebody else's money, false, not the Rechashamit Kamsham. So it's a guy. If it's Shamut Kamisham, it's not a Kasim. But if he denies somebody else's power, not because of Shamut Kamisham, then he's either an Israel of Gezel, So he's a Gazel. But suppose somebody has been told, Ruben has been told to Shimon. And Ruben, let's say, says to Shimon, I lent you $1,000. Shimon says, the holy corner. So Ibarak is not English for this. So then they said, alright, yeah, swear choices. So then he says, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't tell the truth. I did borrow from $1,000 and made it. Does he avoid the Isagesel or he doesn't avoid? So from this basis we see that when a person before the Pesach of this confesses that he was paying falsely, so then he avoids the Issa of Gezel Matrei. It's not that he's doing Tshuva. Tshuva means he's doing Tshuva. But if before the Pesach of this he's made it, So then it means he's not a Gazan. So Mele, hence we say this now. How I do say to you that you may not go cast me stand, he is a copper hacker. In the key, the Hoshi to be sale is Hoshi. So the Hoshi Namash do say, Komash. So this is the shop business, in other words. Because there's a difference. If, let's say, a person will at first be turning a certain pattern, and then it will not be inspired that the time is shaken. And then he'll be made before the Pesach of Bezin that he was staying Shekeah. So then he avoids the Issa Bezin. The Issa Bezin. Now, so if somebody escaped from Omen Lashem, he is either allowed to have himself, or is he not? In Lake in Alaska, he needs by way of Sheker, a woman she could have a day, and a leader will have a hair, while then an hour is a shack who is by me. So, Hanik Azor needs by way of fear as money. Ushu is so in the Hanik Fishper Sakon. We have two love. One is a kashu, and one is a shack. Musikachshu implies a prohibition against Kiras Mon Lashem, in my language. In other words, for instance, the Shimon, the only $100 the Shimon says, lie down. And then it turns out that he does owe him $100. So he did only say, Musikachshu, even though he didn't take it. If he did invest, of course, the hook for his material is cash. But if he invests, So he's able to see Kasha, and he picked it. Because he's not a Sheker, so he's able to see Shach, or besides the love of receiving the pure Sheker, so he's able to see the love of receiving Shach. So he can vouch if a person is capable of a Sheker. So then he's able to see Shach, he's able to see Kasha. This Kasha is also like a Sheker. It's also like a Sheker. Now, so apparently, this thesis is a clear place. Suppose somebody, moving sister Shimon, borrowed from me $100. She says, my God. So then there's this system, all right, take his resistance. So then he's made, is he able, was he able to love this character? And the confession does not retroactively avoid the Avera because the timing was made, or it is, he's not in the law. Inasmuch as before the Psagdin of Bez, so he was made there, so his Mafia is not in the law. He's only in the prayer of his Chavon Lechem Zahazim. But he's not in there, the law of this. So apparently, his shitty is it all depends. If a person was capable of having a lady and then played with him and testified that he was paying Lashekera, and then he's made after the lady testified. So it's not that he can be Lisa, Gezel, my friend. But it means he does too. If he means it, if he's genuine, by himself, he's without David testifying that he was staying with Shechiah. So then, once he's finally made it before the Psalm of Besen, so he's not made a risk. So Mele and Besen, but only if he didn't do it there is Shamut Krishna. But if he did it there is Shamut Krishna, so even though Aiden testified that he was Shekha, but if it turns out he did it only there is Shamut Krishna, so Mele is not the Gazna, he's not able to discuss. So that's the Shamut. Kamash and Kalachim and Real Gadu Rokhim, Shamit Krishna, and keep him new because of the ideas. But the Kashi is, why did he let Shamit Krishna, even if he starts without Shamit Krishna? Maybe the Hoshit Amon and the Hoshit Ashur say, the Tarat is this is a call to the Shita from Yuda Hoshit. That he already was in the Misa Gezel, so then he's Hoshit Ashur is also. But when we say Kriya Hoshit Amon and Ashur is say, when he is not as yet consummated himself. But we are hinted in that he is attempting to be the Misa Gezel. So then we say, he, even though he sent quite low, and he's already trying to be the Misa Gezel, but there is the Peter lead in him, and if we pose the shvuyas or the pachat of being able to do others, of consummating the Isa Gezel and the Isa Shmuel Shekeah, so that will deter him and he'll be made it. And if he will be made it, so Mele, if he will avoid the Isa Gezel Nafreya, he'll avoid the Isa Gezel Nafreya, but only if he does it, if he's made it without any testifying on his own. But he can testify already and then he made it. So then he doesn't have to be Sagez. Then he has to be Chuke. The Sagez was already able. So Mele, the Kumashin Kamachim, the Gavazu, the Shamuni Kamisham, the Maram is the Kashi, without the Shamuni Kamisham, Lui Hoshi Ashur say. But this faceless agrees with the Shita from Yuda Hosi. So since Satan already testified, so Mele already consummated the Sagez. And it's too late to avoid the Isabel. The only thing for him to do now is to do tshuva, except that it's Shamut HaKadosh, so it's not Gaza. But without the Shamut HaKadosh, so then we would say, maybe the Choshen HaMomen is Choshen HaShem. All right, now, that's enough for today. Now for tomorrow, you should go over. And I mentioned that last week, the modern meeting of Chafetz Chaim. I mentioned that if you go over the Sugya meeting of Nalek of Nalek, how many sincere meetings are on our Chafetz Chaim up to the end of the base in Nalek, and also the Gemara in Shvuos, very important for this week. Gemara in Shvuos, that when he on the base, the 15th line, the 14th line,
where does the Sugya in Gittin start? You said
Now it's from now up to the end of the base. Now
it's.